This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. The security supervisor from MET graduates with a Bachelor of Education from UNISA. In the case of Prince Mbonisi and Isilo Msuzulu, Zulu is still ongoing. The time is 7 o'clock. Good morning. Leslie Nene, a supervisor at Service Security Company, which provides security services at MET, has graduated with a Bachelor of Education degree from the University of South Africa. Nene, who works a 12-hour shift at the university, says he studied during his off days. He says it was a 4-year course and it took him a bit more because there were some modules that he had to cancel. In addition, COVID-19 also caused a delay in his studies. The head of the Protection Services, Sir Jackson Ramala, applauded Nene for his efforts. He says that Nene is a good example to everyone.
Abantu abasha ngithokozile nje kakhulu ngibonga i support kunina nonke nje bonke abantu bebengihalalisela even nazo iingane ngisho iingane nje zangizithanda ningazani nje uyabona ukuthi lento yokufunda izoko iyenza into eziningi ngoba nokumotivator ngange ngisho ngithi mina hayi sengenzela nokumotivator neingane nje ukuthi zikujabulela ukufunda.
In other news, the case of Prince Mbonisi Zulu and 12 others versus Isilo Msuzulu KaZwelithini and 13 others is underway at the Pretoria High Court. Prince Mbonisi is challenging the lawfulness of President Cyril Ramaphosa's recognition of King Msuzulu as the monarch. At the same time, there's an urgent bid in the part of Prince Mbonisi and 12 others to interdict King Msuzulu's coronation from going ahead. Lawyer representing Prince Mbonisi, advocate Tabani Masugu, argues about the discrepancy and the president's appointment letter.
The letter of the late Mantombi Mfu of Gadlamini Zulu. I submit that letter demonstrates that there is a fundamental error in the on the basis of which the president recognized Prince Mr. Zulu KaZwelithini, which is that the queen was in fact a regent. That is also part of what the narrative that is set out in the president's letter, recognizing the narrative includes that she was in fact a regent. And when in fact she wasn't a regent, she was a successor. And her understanding of her position was that she was a successor.
Advocate Griffiths Madontela, representing Mr. Zulu, has dealt with Prince Mbonisi's affidavit that claim that Isilo, in a rage, drunkenness, attacked and insulted his late father and predecessor during a birthday celebration.
In fact, what makes it even more necessary to strike this application out as scandalous is because the applicant themselves, at paragraph 17 of the reply affidavit to the king's affidavit, they say themselves, who do not even believe in the truth of these allegations, but these are the allegations which are said by people, and many people in KwaZulu and in South Africa believe that the applicant is a drunkard. Now, why should the applicants peddle rumors before this court?
This is an MUT Radio podcast.